Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton and I am here with my oldest daughter, Brooklyn.
Hi guys.
She's 13. I love having a teenager. It's so much fun. Most of the time.
Ouch.
Now I'm loving it. It is so much fun. It's so far not at all as scary as I thought it would be. I love being a mom of girls and I love being a mom of a teen. And God's doing great things in her life. And speaking of your life, what are some things that God's doing with our family right now?
Well, we are going to travel across the country and finish filming the movie with Heidi St. John in Vancouver, Washington. And yeah, it's very exciting.
So it's very exciting. So here's the update. We are heading to Greenville. We'll be there for about a week. And we're going to have some meetings with some people there and do a few things there. Maybe a little bit of filming. But then we are trekking across the country in our big blue excursion. And we're really excited. On the way there, we're going to get to stop and see the Rinella family, who we've gotten to know pretty well over the last year, but we haven't actually met them in person.
No.
Right? You guys, if you listen to the podcast, you've heard Abby Rinella for sure on the podcast a few times. And so we're really excited. We're going to get to meet their family. And then we're going to go all the way to Vancouver, Washington, which is right outside of Portland. And we're going to finish filming the documentary with Heidi St. John. And we are super excited about this. We've filmed all of the interviews for the documentary, but what we have left to film is the actual storyline that goes, that kind of weaves throughout the documentary to pull all of the interviews together. And so that is going to be myself and Heidi are going to do that together and basically talk as homeschool moms about our journey of homeschooling and all that God has done. For those of you who don't know who Heidi is, which most of you do, but for those who don't, she is a homeschool mom of 7 kids and she's got a couple grandkids now, but she doesn't at all look like a grandma.
No,
she really doesn't. Very young looking. But she's just amazing. She has a great platform. She has a podcast. She speaks. She writes lots of books. And she and her husband and her family own a, run a homeschool resource center in Vancouver, Washington. So we're going to do a bunch of our filming there. We're going to get to meet some of the families there in Washington and film some B-roll. And then from there, we're going to head to
California.
California is home for us, for those who don't know. And we have not actually really been home for the past 2.5 years. So we went home for a couple of weeks. My mom was really sick. And so we went to help take care of her. But we haven't been back there to actually get to spend time with friends and family. And so we're going to go back to do that and finish filming. So between Vancouver, Washington, Portland, Oregon, and then our treks south from there to California. And in California, we will finish filming the whole documentary, which we are really excited about.
Yes, we are.
It's been a very exciting few years for our family, but we are definitely ready to be done with filming and to get this movie out to encourage homeschool families. Yeah. Here are some things that you can do to help us. We are in need of lots of prayer. There's just a whole lot that goes into filming a feature-length documentary like what we're doing. And God has been so faithful. I mean, do you want to tell some of the stories? I know that's totally putting you on the spot because we didn't talk about this beforehand.
We didn't.
But what are just a couple of things that God has done to provide for our family and to just show his power through the whole process of making this movie?
I mean, like, there's so many.
I know.
And I honestly don't know where to start.
How about hospitality?
Hospitality. All right. So when we were coming to Georgia to start really, like, editing the movie and all of that, we had so many families just offer up their home to us and just welcome us in and be so hospitable. And it was a huge blessing.
Yeah. And we've had that happen all across the country, really. I mean, it has been absolutely incredible because, as you can imagine, you know, of course, staying in hotel rooms and stuff can get really expensive. And so we have sometimes reached out and just said, we're coming to this particular area. If there's anybody there who is willing to host our family, we'll be there from these dates. And every single time without fail, God has provided a place for us to stay. And then sometimes people just know where we're going, or they'll, you know, last week, or I guess it was a couple weeks ago, there was a family who just sent us an email, and she said, we live in the Modesto area in California. She said, if you're coming through this area, we would love to host you and, you know, have you stay the night at our house. And these are people that we don't even know, but it's such a neat way to just see the tangible hand of God working through the body of Christ to support this documentary, because we can't do it on our own. There's just so much that goes into this. And so it really is a team effort of the whole homeschool community. And so that's been great.
While you're talking, I thought of a story.
Oh, tell a story.
So, yes. All right. So it was about a year ago, and we were going to head to, head to Tennessee. And we had nowhere to stay. And we were just trusting God to provide a place. And this family opened up their barn dominium to us, and we got to stay there for about 5 weeks.
Yeah.
And they were just amazing. And yeah.
Yes. We didn't even know until I think it was 2 weeks before we left for that trip.
We had been planning this trip for like months ahead of time. Like, we had this trip. We were going to Tennessee.
Yes.
And we didn't know where we were staying.
We didn't know, but we trusted that because God was leading us there, He was going to provide a place for us to stay. And 2 weeks before we arrived in Tennessee, He provided the most amazing place for us to stay on this farm. The White family is just so incredibly hospitable and gracious. And so we have been the recipients, and that has happened over and over again. The McCoskeys and I can't even list all the people because there are so many of them. We have literally stayed in many, many houses, which has really stretched our family and our comfort, because it's kind of awkward sometimes, especially in the beginning, to just go stay with people that you don't know.
Yeah.
But we have made friends. We have friends now across the country, like really good friends.
Like that we're now, like we text with every day, and they just say, hey, how's it going? We're praying for you. And it's just like, those are friends we didn't even know before. And
Right. So we are learning that where God guides, He provides. Our pastor gave a sermon on that years ago before we left California. And this was, I mean, probably just a few weeks before we left. I remember him giving a sermon on this, and he said, where God guides, He provides. And that really stuck with Garrett and I. And we were like, okay, God's guiding us on this trip. He's guiding us to make this movie. So He's going to provide everything that we need. And He has unmistakably and miraculously provided for us in ways. The boxes.
You
want to tell the story of the boxes?
I was going to tell the story, but I didn't know if you were going to go into that whole thing.
Oh, tell the story of the boxes.
Yes. Okay, so we recently sold our trailer, and we are heading across the country, as you guys already know. But we just needed totes. So earlier,
those like plastic Rubbermaid tote boxes.
Earlier that day, we had gone to Sam's Club, and we saw these, like, I don't even know how much they were, like.
I think they were, like, $8 a
piece. Like, $8. And they were, like, top quality totes.
Sam's Club.
Sam's Club. And we put them in the cart, and we just were walking through, and my dad's like, I don't think we should buy these right now. So we go put them back. We had two of them. Don't know if I mentioned
that.
We had two of them.
That we needed.
We really didn't need them. And later that day, later that day, we went to my grandpa's house, and we were unloading some stuff and loading up some stuff.
To store at his house.
Yeah. And he said, hey, I have two totes. Would you guys possibly be interested? And we were like, two totes?
Yeah. What? I mean, it was just amazing because it seems like such a small thing, but it was one of those moments where I realized once again that God cares even about the little things. He provides for us in amazing ways. He provides for us even the little things. He provides for us in big ways, but He knows when we need plastic boxes, and He provides those for us as well. And He is a faithful, faithful God. So just as we have gone, you know, to Tennessee and God provided a place for us, we're now trekking across the country to finish filming with Heidi. And Heidi's excited about it. We're super excited about it. We know absolutely that this is God's plan for the finishing story of Schoolhouse Rocked. We have prayed a lot about it. We've sought wise counsel, and this is just absolutely the direction God is leading us. But it costs a whole lot of money to do this. We've got to hire a crew of people to help us finish filming. We're going to be filming for probably five solid film days with Heidi, but we'll be filming for about probably 10 to 12 days in Vancouver and Portland area, and then a few more days in California. So it costs a lot of money to do that. We would love your help. We don't very often ask for this, but we would love it if you guys would be willing to come alongside of us and just help support us financially so that we can get to Washington, hire the crew that we need to finish filming, get the movie done, and then we can move into post-production. And we're looking at some investors, talking to a couple of investors, but those people will come in for the post-production part to fund that part of it, because that's a big, huge chunk of money. But if you would be willing to just pray about it and just see if the Lord might put it on your heart to help support the rest of filming for the movie so that we can get this part of it done and then move into post-production, we would love that.
That'd be a huge blessing.
That would be a huge blessing. And we know God's going to provide. He provides miraculously. I mean, again, we have so many stories of what he's done and how he's provided. Where can people go to find out more about helping with Schoolhouse Rocked?
Schoolhouserocked.com. Schoolhouserocked.com. She totally fed those lines.
I did. School, though you would have known that if I hadn't said that, right? Would you have known to say that?
Yeah.
So go to schoolhouserocked.com, and right on the front page, you'll see a button that says support. I think it says support.
Yeah.
Just click on that and you can actually make a tax deductible donation to Schoolhouse Rocked. And then of course, pray for us. There is just so much more to be done. And we continue to be in awe of what God has called us to do. We feel very honored that God's called our family to make this documentary, and very humbled. It's all for his glory. It's not for our recognition or our glory, but it's really to change the hearts of parents and call people to bring their kids out of the public school system, out of private schools, if that's what they're called to, and bring them home and disciple their children, because homeschooling is a blessing. It's fun. Do you enjoy being homeschooled?
I love being homeschooled.
I didn't pay you to say that either.
No, she didn't. I really genuinely love being homeschooled. And real fast, while you were saying the support thing, the other thing you can do to support is send us emails. Send us encouraging emails. That really helps keep us going.
Yes.
It's send us texts, send us emails, and those are really a blessing. I don't think people know how much of a blessing that is to us, but that really lifts our spirits and it helps us keep going.
Yes. So, well said, Brooklyn. That is true. And people will randomly just send messages either on Facebook or email, or sometimes they'll leave reviews for the podcast.
Do that too.
And yes, that is an easy way that you can just let us know that you're praying for us, that you're standing with us. Sometimes people can't afford to support us financially, but you can certainly afford to support us through prayer. And so we would love that. Thank you for saying that.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. But yes, so that's where we're at. Keep up with us this summer. If you are on our Facebook page, it's the Schoolhouse Rocked Facebook page. You can keep up with us there and we'll kind of keep up to date on where we are and what we're doing. We'll be doing Facebook Lives, especially while we're filming, because that's just fun. And we'll give you guys updates on what God is doing and how he's providing. But if you would like to just be part of that, we would love to have you on our team and just have you to be part of the Schoolhouse Rocked crew by being some of the prayer and financial backing that we need. So thank you guys for listening. And if you're watching this on video, thank you for watching. We are praying for you guys. We pray all the time that the Lord would use this movie to be a blessing to you and that it would just honor him and serve his kingdom well. So we love you guys. Thank you for your support. Thank you, Brooklyn, for being my guest today.
I kind of asked.
You did ask for it. She keeps asking if she can record something with me and be on the podcast. And so here you have it. And I'm glad that we get to do this together.
Me too.
So, all right, you guys, have a great day. Bye.
Bye.